Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We must and we can come together, regardless of our backgrounds.
President Biden at a summit he called United We Stand.
We have to stand united against hate-fueled violence because it's real.
He's blamed who he calls MAGA Republicans for being extreme and a threat. And he was very critical of two governors for sending migrants who came here illegally north.
Instead of working with us on solutions, Republicans are playing politics with human beings, using them as props.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis flew 50 migrants to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has sent thousands to Chicago, New York, and Washington, D.C. The last two buses arrived outside Vice President Harris's residence.
Axios reports this morning that cabinet heads and White House officials are going to meet today to discuss a range of responses, including litigation options to counter these migrant transports, which California Governor Gavin Newsom says is kidnapping.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. A federal judge has appointed retired federal judge Raymond Deary a special master to review what the FBI seized from former President Trump's Florida home
and decide what, if anything, qualifies as privileged material. The Justice Department remains concerned about delays in the investigation of former President Trump and materials that were deemed classified that were stored at his West Palm Beach mansion. The former president maintains he declassified those documents.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. In Ukraine, they'll be recovering bodies from a mass grave found in one of the areas Ukrainian forces liberated from Russian control. Two Americans remained imprisoned in Russia, Brittany Griner in a drug case, and accused spy Paul Whelan. President Biden will meet with Griner's wife and Whelan's sister today.
He wanted to let them know that they remain front of mind and that his team is working on this every day.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. America's listening to Fox News.
When you can't stop, there's Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub sends powerful medicated Vicks vapors right to the source of your... so you can experience cough relief and breathe easier. Generations of families have trusted Vicks VapoRub to help relieve the worst cold symptoms. So next time you have a cough, reach for the Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub. Cough relieving is believing.
From the very beginning, and every workday since, at every shift, in every individual effort, we carry a common purpose, a common cause. It's a duty we proudly honor, knowing behind every product we build is your faith in us. Dedicated to the craft of gun making. Dedicated to your freedom, the quality, security, and the promise of this great country. Smith & Wesson, empowering Americans. Learn more at smith-wesson.com.
Democrats in Congress have been wanting to pass a law to make abortion legal under federal law. After the Supreme Court's ruling that gave states rights to ban or restrict the procedure, they also want to extend other rights they claim are at risk under a conservative-leaning court, but a vote on a same-sex marriage bill has been delayed.
A bipartisan group of senators say they need more time to secure at least 10 Republican votes for a bill codifying same-sex marriage protections into federal law.
We have listened to our colleagues, and we have made certain changes on the religious liberty front, which have, I think, been very positive in terms of getting people on board.
Ohio Republican Rob Portman, a negotiator on the bill, says the possibility of a stronger bipartisan vote after the November election seems to be likely. A spokesperson for Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's extremely disappointed but is 100% committed to holding a vote on the legislation later this year. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Tropical storm Fiona is bearing down on Puerto Rico, expected to hit this weekend, then forecast to turn north toward the U.S. While in western Alaska, remnants of a typhoon are forecast to bring hurricane-force winds and coastal flooding. In California, stronger winds could make it tougher this weekend than firefighters battling the biggest wildfire of the year in that state.
The mosquito fire was first spotted last Tuesday and has now been burning for more than a week. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. It's burning east of the town of Forest Hill in the Tahoe and El Dorado National Forests. According to officials, more than 11,000 people have had to evacuate. 70 structures have been destroyed and 10 have been damaged so far. More than 3,600 firefighters and other personnel are working to put out the fire, a massive firefighting effort. In Roseville, California, Max Gordon, Fox Weather.
On Wall Street, stocks could drop. Dow futures down more than 200 points. Week two of the NFL season kicked off last night in Kansas City. The Chiefs beat the LA Chargers 27-24. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. Governor Pritzker offering state resources to support asylum seekers arriving in Chicago from the state of Texas. Governors issued an emergency disaster proclamation and activated members of the Illinois National Guard. Illinois distributing a second round of federal COVID recovery funding. More than 1,200 cities, towns, and villages in the state receiving $371 million as part of the Federal American Rescue Plan Act. The funds can be used to cover revenue losses and the cost of responding to the pandemic. Teachers and staff from Mohammed Seymour School District could be headed for a strike. Members of the Mohammed Seymour Education Association voted for it in favor of authorizing that work stoppage. This vote means that MSEA leaders now have the authority to call a strike. No strike date has yet been set. Who would have thought gas prices would take so long to come down, but around most of the country in our region, gas prices have shrunk considerably. And that's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Good morning, I'm Diane Ducey, back in the studios in the center of the universe in Philo, Illinois. And we've got your forecast coming up for our fantastic weekend ahead. Lots of different activities. I know Restoration Urban Ministries has their breakfast tomorrow at Vineyard Church. I'll be part of the walk to defeat ALS at Dodds Park between 10 and 1. We're looking forward to hearing what Greg Sullier has to say. And it's all brought to you by Carl. And they encourage you to get your prostate cancer screening, fellas. Get with your provider at Carl. Regular screenings can help protect you against cancer, and early detection can be effective. So talk with your primary care provider about prostate cancer screenings. Learn more at carl.org. At 7:07, such a great morning again, Greg. How are you?
I'm well, Diane. Yeah, it's a beautiful morning here. Another cool, crisp start to the day. It's nice to have these swings of temperature in the relatively dry air, and the longer nights all contributing to this start to the day, the past few days for that matter. But humidity creeping up back west of the Illinois, and we're into still a very summer-like and a summery weather pattern for that matter, right on through the beginning part of autumn, which kicks in here next Thursday, 8:04 in the evening, and the longer range weather maps and charts continue with this mild to warm and largely drier spell that continues probably even into early October. No need to rush it out there in the back 40 and the backyard. Plenty of nice days ahead. Nice morning underway. 57 Willard and Savoy, 55 Danville, 59 Bloomington Normal. At the Kankakee, 56 degrees, or at 65 down at St. Louis, at 56 right now over in Indianapolis. Some patchy fog areas around, not quite the scope and degree and coverage that we had here yesterday morning. After that, just a partly sunny day. There's a weak weather system back across parts of Iowa. May send some high mid-level clouds and a little smokiness to the horizon as well. High temperature up around 83 under that partly sunny sky. Just a hint of a south wind. A little bit milder tonight, 62. And for the weekend, lots of sunshine. Warm, summery weather continues on. Temperatures a few degrees above average. Humidity climbs. 85 tomorrow, 63 tomorrow night. Partly sunny and about 87 on Sunday. Next chance for a couple of stray showers and thunderstorms Monday. And again, on a cool front next Thursday. But we've got some heat and humidity next week. 86 Monday, up near 90 Tuesday and Wednesday. Still in the 80s for next Thursday and Friday. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Thanks, Greg. Sounding good. I'm looking forward to a great weekend ahead. And lots of great football when it comes to high school football. We've got Central and Centennial tonight, and we'll be visiting with Coach Kyle about that. We've got a great offer ahead with our Stever offer, so stay tuned for that. Stevie is checking Hello. In from what country, Stevie?
Well, today we're in Germany. This is Passau, Germany. This is a beautiful town that best way to describe it might be, you know, the snowstorms in the glass in wintertime that you shake?
Yes, the snow globes.
You see these really snow globes like Hansel and Gretel houses kind of thing? Mm-hmm. That's kind of where we are. It's just we're just walking down 224 steps that we climbed up to reach the castle. And this is, I don't know, you toss around numbers, 1,000 years old. It's just, you know, they got little windows where they shot bow and arrows at anybody that tried to approach.
Oh, wow.
And you couldn't, really narrow windows so you could shoot out, but they really couldn't shoot in. So anyway, it's just historic as heck. And I sent you a picture of the overview of the town. And then I sent you the largest pipe organ in Europe. It's in Passau, Germany. Mm-hmm. I have no idea how. but this is the largest pipe organ in the entire continent of Europe. And we sat there and had a 30-minute concert, and it was angelic. It was unbelievable. There were probably 500 people sitting in those pews that, again, were probably older than America. So we sat, and it was, again, it's a St. Stephen's. There was a St. Stephen's. The first martyr was St. Stephen. Stephen was stoned to death, and I was thinking, you know, big rocks and stuff. But in the marble depiction of Jesus watching Stephen be stoned, they were more like boulders and big things that they had guys that were about ready to throw a boulder on the guy. And so Stephen was stoned. And so this is St. Stephen's in Passau, Germany, and we were in St. Stephen's in Vienna. So St. Stephen.
There was somebody who chimed in on our text line asking about the streusel and things like that, and strudel. And there was a text in at 359-2255.
Stunning. I mean, as good as you'd think. And the way they simmer it, and then, of course, on the ship, they showed you how to make dumplings for strudel or streusel. And I'm not exactly sure the difference, but I know they're both really good. So you just enjoy the cuisine. It's a lovely, lovely, lovely weather we've had. Kind of rainy today, temperature 68. And again, we're south of Munich. If you look on a map, we're just over the hills from Austria. Into, it's called Bavaria, this corner of Germany, and it's just really, really cute town. And so we were up at the castle looking down. The organ concert again was wonderful. Little shops everywhere, Hummel figures, if you're familiar with that, that originated a couple hundred miles from where we are now. But Hummel figures are a collectible that people enjoy, and they started in Germany. But yeah, it's we're winding it down. Tomorrow we go to a place called Regensburg. Then we're off the Viking riverboat and head to Prague, Czech Republic. Never been there. And so we're hitting some countries that I have never seen, and I've been blessed to travel a lot. So this is Eastern Europe, and wonderful. I think people would really, really enjoy this trip. The thing about Viking River, Diane, is you can, like today, we stepped off of the riverboat with 140 passengers, and you're right in the middle of town, and it's very nice. You know, the big ships are at the harbor, and then you got to get a taxi or take a shuttle bus, or it's a big ordeal when there's 2,500 people on board. There's 140, you can scoot right in. And then what Viking does with their riverboats that are like 400 feet long, they kind of put four of them together, and you walk through a bunch of boats and make sure you don't get off on the wrong one. Make sure that, because they all look the same. They're just all the same design and everything else. So just delightful, and we're looking forward to calling Brother Johnny's back in New Orleans this morning. Mike Ditka coming up at the bottom of the hour. We have a Stever with Marilyn. How'd you get Marilyn up at 7:22?
I can't believe we're talking to her. She's going to set her alarm, and with the Merle Norman location off Market View now, she's excited to talk about it, and it's a boutique. They've got some great different clothing items now as you get your facial and your color analysis. I'm excited about our offer from Merle Norman today that'll go live at GoStever.com online until this evening, and then you have a week to use this offer with Merle Norman Cosmetics and Boutique located on Market View Drive.
Yeah.
So a lot of people talking to Kansas City, beat the LA Chargers yesterday, and that was 27 to 24. Yep. What a game.
5 a.m. my time.
Are you keeping up with the NFL?
No. There's keeping up with everything, but online. There's relatively no TV offered except maybe CNN and Fox. So I got two chances to watch anything. That's
gotcha.
It.
Well, and of course, when we have Coach Mike Ditka on, always fun to talk about the Bears and Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
And I ran into my friend who's police officer, Kelly Walton, yesterday at Starbucks. And I asked, Bears or Packers? And there was a very thoughtful pause and then a little bit of a discussion. I thought, you know what? Maybe we should pursue this on the radio. So it could be that we check in with him after 8 o'clock today, too. And, of course, Coach Kyle coming up around 8:30 or so as Central versus Centennial tonight. That should be a great game. We have Muhammad Seymour and Lincoln, Prairie Central and Rantoul, PBL and Pontiac, Tuscola and Shelbyville, Danville and Bloomington, Salt Fork and Iroquois West, There's some fantastic games. Unity Rockets in Paris tonight. So to all the high school athletes, we wish them well in their contest. Of course, we've got a bye weekend for our Illini. They'll be playing Chattanooga, and that game is on Thursday, the 22nd. When we begin fall, we'll be in Memorial Stadium. It's a 7:30 start, and we've got some fantastic tickets to give away here on ESPN 93.5. As folks text in, our Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line is 217-359-2255. The word Illini to try to win tickets, a parking pass, and a $50 gift card to get some gas at Circle K. Thanks to the folks at A&R Mechanical. Now it's time for your Redbird recap. Cincinnati on top 3-2 yesterday, even though the bases were loaded in the ninth inning for the Cardinals.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney, and the Reds got on the board with a home run by Nick Senzel in the second. A sacrifice fly put up a run in the third. The Cardinals tried to tie the game on a double by Paul Goldschmidt in the bottom of the third. They got one run in, but Donovan was thrown out at the plate. And then Aristides Aquino hit a sixth-inning home run, and Albert Pujols got a sacrifice fly in the ninth, but it was 3-2 Cincinnati.
Only three hits in the whole game for the Cardinals. They just couldn't really get anything going until the ninth inning. In the ninth inning, there were 44,000 people that got to see Albert Pujols bat with the bases loaded, game on the line. He did get a sacrifice fly, but Alexis Diaz was able to close it out for save number seven.
Miles Michaelis was able to go six innings, had a quality start, but he took the loss.
Could have been better, could have been worse. He's had trouble against the Reds, not his sharpest, but he gave his team a chance to win.
Jack Flaherty will pitch tonight. We're on the air at 6:20. Mike Claiborne will have the lineups at 7:05, and I'll bring you the first pitch around 7:15 as the Cardinals and Reds play game two in the series.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Our Fox Business Minute is on the way, and it's brought to you by Busey Wealth Management. When you're making financial decisions that impact you and your family and your business, nothing is more important than a partner who understands your unique goals. You may want to retire, maybe spend time traveling like Stevie J with Stevie J Travel and so many other of our friends from the Champaign-Urbana area. You want to take it to the next level and achieve your financial dreams. Well, Busey Wealth Management's experts are committed to making you money and making your money work hard for you. You need that expert advice, the individualized solutions if you're planning to prepare for your child's college education or retirement. They are a dedicated partner to take you to the next level. Get with a certified financial planner and a certified trust and financial advisor. Talk about retirement plans, qualified 401k administrators, Busey Wealth Management, solutions for your lifetime. Member FDIC, just visit Busey.com for details. When it comes to some of our other sports headlines, Chicago White Sox over Cleveland 8-2 yesterday, and the Cubs will start up against the Cubs and Colorado, and that's a 1:20 start here on US 105.9 across the hallway here at Stevie J Broadcasting. All right, I've got your weather forecast from our meteorologist Greg Soulier at 7:19.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Sonora, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Hip hip rain is finally Friday, and a delightful spell of late summer warmth continues on. Plenty of opportunity for work in the backyard, checking out high school and collegiate football action over the next couple of days, and it'll be on the warm side with building humidity over the back end of the weekend, and just the right recipe to push the back 40, those corn and soybean fields towards maturity, even some early harvest as well. For the day-to-day, some patchy fog around early on this morning. Otherwise, it's a partly sunny, warm day's worth of weather. Bit of a light south wind sets in, the high near 83. A few clouds tonight, down to 62. Sunshine and warm for the day tomorrow. Highs up around 85 as south winds pick up for the afternoon. Fair tomorrow night in 63. Partly sunny, warm, more humid for the day on Sunday. Highs up to 87 degrees. Okay, a couple of showers and thunderstorms scattered for Monday. Temperatures to the middle 80s there, then up to around 90 Tuesday and Wednesday. Another cool front next Thursday as we start autumn. High temperatures there and around 84 and a couple of showers and thunderstorms as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm your host, Greg Soulier.
I'm I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Global markets are slumping with concerning updates from both FedEx and General Electric. FedEx is blaming service challenges in Europe and weakness in Asia for a slowdown in package delivery demand. It's not offering a forecast for its business. It's closing some offices, freezing hiring, and will park some of its cargo planes. General Electric says supply chain issues are forcing it to push back some deliveries of aerospace products and jet engines. It's not a good time to be traveling in Europe. France is dealing with an air traffic controllers walkout. Travelers have been advised to postpone their trip if possible. Many domestic and some international flights are canceled in France. The main union for the controllers is demanding higher pay to deal with soaring inflation. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Does Maryland make it?
Yes!
I'm on here.
Good morning, Maryland. Melvin, how are you? How are you?
Good. Good.
As far as your last name, what is it now, Maryland?
It's Pinter.
Pinter. Okay, very good.
Yes.
And Merle Norman's, what you're running. You got the new location. We want to hear all about it.
Well, it's doing really well in its new location. We love it out there. We're right off of Prospect to 706 West Market View.
And you're loving the new location. Stevie actually is live in, is it Prague today, Stevie?
No, we're in Passau, Germany, Maryland. Tincture, nice to talk to you. And so we're excited about your featured offer for Stever today, which is a color analysis. And then I'll kick in another 100 for a wonderful products from Merle Norman. So if you want to get one of these deals, you go to GoStever.com and accept. In Maryland, you get wonderful feedback. Congratulations.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
So let's talk about that color analysis, your free facial that you do, the express facial that we've been talking about on the radio. How does that work?
Anybody that comes in, I prefer to actually have them sit down and we go over everything. We go over their skincare. We go over what they've used, what's going on with them. Actually, it even entails what they've their diet, their health, everything actually has everything to do with their skincare. So we kind of sit down and go over what's going on with them personally and go over their routine that they do or if they don't have a routine. And then we step into moving forward to help them to be better. It makes them feel better and they're actually able to have better health with their skin and taking care of it properly. And knowing what to do. A lot of us never were taught what to do. So we learn the steps of how to fix what's going on and then how to keep it good.
There's just something about the products of Merle Norman, made in America, that can really help you maintain your youth. I mean, you're certainly a product of all of that, using these Merle Norman products, Marilyn. You look so young.
Well, thank you. That's a great compliment. But yes, everybody that I know that has used it for a long time, actually, you would never guess their age. Yeah, and I can be bossed by 20 years when I'm looking at somebody that's used Merle Norman for over the time. And that's what a tried and true method is, look at who's used it. And a lot of them who have used the good skincare along with everything through the years, they have amazing skin.
And for me,
and you would miss their age.
The anti-aging complex eye cream, and it seems like you've got some specials going on regarding that this fall.
Right now, we're running even a free gift with purchase. When you buy two or more products, you get a gift that includes that eye cream in it. So
nice.
There's the eye cream, the eye makeup remover, and a mascara in the Fat Lash, which is a whole other great line of products that everybody's loving to use all the time.
So many great fall colors, too.
Okay. Yeah, the new fall colors there.
Go to GoStever.com. You got to enter, and you'll go meet Marilyn and get this deal done. After looking in the mirror the last few mornings, I think I need Merle Norman. Come on, man. Come on. So anyway, we want you to go to GoStever.com, and get in and find out why Maryland is doing so well. It's fabulous. You're on Market View, very near Carpet Weavers in Champaign. Maryland, thank you for your time.
Yes.
Thank you, Stevie. It's extra early for me.
We know, and I know you said you hadn't had any coffee, so you could just go back to bed, Marilyn.
Absolutely.
All right, have a good day.
You guys too, thank you.
All right, Merle Norman is our offer today. GoStever.com.
Yep, and then you get in, you make your appointment within a week. When you're all done, just fill out your survey and let us know how Marilyn did. That helps her, and it helps us. It's fabulous. All right, we're moments away from Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny. What's he think about the Bears beating San Francisco? I did not see that coming in week one. He had said he thought the Bears were pretty good, and so they proved it. Now, really tall order this week with Green Bay up in Lambeau Field, Wisconsin. Green Bay, Wisconsin on Lambeau Field. I don't know. They're over 10.5-point underdogs. We'll see what Coach Ditka thinks about that. We are live this morning from Germany. It is a trip on the Danube. It has really, really been nice weather. We went through about, I described going through the locks on the radio yesterday. I think we had 8 more coming. So by the end of it, it was like, another lock.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it was really fascinating engineering and really, really cool experience. I had my curtains open and I could see out, and I woke up in the middle of the night and we looked like we were parked at a state park. I'm going, what the heck's going on? I could jump over my balcony and just walk the dog or something if our dogs are with us. And so we were in another lock. So it was really weird though to wake up and say, I thought we were on a riverboat. There's the grass right there. It's really, really, really interesting. So anyway, we're walking through these little towns, cobbled streets, narrow, all kinds of interesting things to look at and of course buy, and then figure out how to pack them to get home. So why don't we do our break? We'll come back. Max Twin City Recycling. We'll be sponsoring Coach Ditka, as they always do on Fridays. Mike Ditka, Brother John, coming up live from Germany this morning. ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J.
Yeah, coming up. And your weather forecast, too, from our meteorologist Greg Soyer for the weekend.
PDR Automotive in Urbana has been providing quality auto repair service for almost 50 years. Trusted by AAA Motor Club, PDR employs ASE-certified technicians that use the latest in diagnostic equipment. They offer nationwide warranties and are even authorized to perform vehicle maintenance that won't void your factory warranty. Check them out 24/7 online at PDRauto.com. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
If you're a truck driver or know a truck driver, listen to this. Gail Frerichs Trucking is looking for regional drivers who can also help with the harvest. Help with the harvest, drive in the Midwest, and always be home on weekends. Gail Frerichs Trucking is hiring a regional driver who can help with the harvest and offers great pay and great benefits. Work for a local company who values your time and your family. Gail Frerichs Trucking wants to talk to you. Just email Dixie at gftlog.com. That's Dixie at gftlog.com.
Restoration Urban Ministries provides the homeless and displaced with temporary and permanent resident dwellings while giving the person life skills and principles of faith. Support groups, worship, clothing, and a food distribution center are all part of Restoration Urban Ministries.
Join us September 17th from 8 to 11 at Vineyard Church. Tickets are $8 before the event and $10 at the door and $5 for children under 10. For details on Restoration Urban Ministries, please visit us at restorationurbanministries.org.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors.
Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Justice Department has denied a request to review classified documents found at former President Trump's home in Florida. Retired federal judge Raymond Deary has chosen to go through that material as an independent special master.
Deary was a top federal judge in the Eastern District of New York, serving in the U.S. District Court from 1986 until 2011. He later served on the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court.
Fox's Brooks Singman. Parole was denied for one of the D.C. snipers.
Lee Boyd Malvone is much older accomplice John Allen Muhammad shot and killed 10 people over 3 weeks back in 2002. Muhammad was executed in Virginia for the crimes. Since Malvo was a teen, he was sentenced to life in prison without parole. But a series of Supreme Court rulings and a change in Virginia law gave him the chance to seek parole.
Fox's Joan Nato, the Virginia Parole Board, finds Malvo still a threat to society. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, and Urbana vicinity. And boy, lots of summertime warmth and building humidity on the maps and charts for our neck of the woods in the coming days. Rainfall chances somewhat increasing as well for next week. We'll officially clock into that fall season, by the way, next Thursday, 8:04 in the evening, and nothing resembling a real fall-like weather pattern as mild to warm days continue on, and from time to time, a couple of outbreaks of moisture. Still some patchy fog around early on this morning, otherwise a partly sunny day. Warm temperatures continue, 83. Light south wind, partly cloudy tonight, down to 62. For the weekend, sunshine and warm for the day tomorrow, the high around 85. A partly sunny, breezy, warm, or humid Sunday. High temperature up near 87. There could be a couple of showers and thunderstorms Monday. Highs up to 86 degrees and heat and humidity. Late summertime style next Tuesday and Wednesday. Highs right around 90 degrees with a couple of showers and thunderstorms next Thursday. And a cool down Friday with daytime temperatures still a little above 80 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison, Champaign. Way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week.
Here's what's on sale right now at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Thanks, Chris. We have Frigidaire dishwashers, $150 off.
Incredible savings. Let's go to the phone lines now. Caller, are you there?
Hey, this is Dennis Reagan, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Well, this music is loud.
We have top mount refrigerators in stock. Washing machines starting at $529. Ranges and microwaves in stainless steel. Plus free financing available. Wow!
Crossroads Contractor Supply, bringing us our Stevie J Broadcasting Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
From the University of Illinois Police Department, he is Pete Milinovic. A police officer, what's it like and what don't they know?
I don't think they know how much we are aware the preciousness of our job and what our responsibilities are. Everyone knows, like, there's a good chance I'm not going to go home and see my family again, and I'm okay with that as long as it's for, it's saving someone else's family. From the outside looking in, that's a very scary risk, but that's a burden, like, I'm honored to carry. Like, I want to be that person. When your family's in trouble, I want them to see that when we come there, that the relief, that we're going to do whatever it takes, even if it takes ultimate sacrifice, to make sure they're safe. I'm going to show up every day, no matter what, won't hesitate. And I know every man and woman wearing the badge in our department feels the same way.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, delivering within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana, supporting our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
South Germany.
Beautiful area of Bavaria. And very happy to welcome Brother Johnny back in New Orleans. Johnny!
Steve, good morning there in Germany. And well, I guess it's afternoon.
Yeah, we're 2:37 or something, 7:37 in Champaign-Urbana, 7:35. Coach Mike Ditka in Chicago. Coach, how are you?
I can see Deutsch.
I reckon see Deutsch. Coach, we got Diane in final. You're in Chicago, Steve's in Germany, and I in New Orleans. What a four-way. Unbelievable.
That's great technology. Hey, so we were in Budapest, Hungary, and it was close to Ukraine where your family came from, Coach, and seen some awfully good people in Eastern Europe over here.
Well, there's good people all over the world, but there's bad people all over the world, too. You gotta sort them out.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you, Johnny, we've got some people we saw today in St. Stephen's Cathedral here in Passau, Germany. Had the oldest pipe organ in Europe, and we enjoyed a 30-minute concert. It was absolutely divine, beautiful. Enjoyed that, and there are a lot of good folks in the pews there. That's for darn sure. I mean, we're talking about what made the country so great. Those kind of people, kind of like Coach. So it was just awful. Hey, Coach, let me ask you. I mean, last week I did not think the Chicago Bears could come anywhere near beating the San Francisco 49ers, and they did it.
Well, the Bears are an interesting team. I mean, their team is, I think they're going to sneak up on a lot of people, but they're a pretty good team. They play pretty solid defense. That's the main thing. And offense, you know, they don't do anything spectacular, but they can run the ball and, you know, they're not going to get beat by a big score.
Well, Stevie, isn't it Justin Fields the quarterback again? Because,
yes.
Yeah, he's got those attributes that I think the modern quarterback needs, which is that quickness, quick release, can move around a little. But I think if he comes on, Coach, the Bears will be somebody.
I think, there's no one in that division. You know, the Packers, the Minnesota, Detroit. I mean, they're just like the Bears. Any of them got a chance to win it.
Well, at the end of the game, you might not have seen it, Johnny. Did you see the end of the game when the Bears took the last snap and it was raining really hard at Soldier Field, and then they all ran to the end zone and did belly flops like we used to do at Granny Field with Brucey in the rain? And that was kind of depicted. They were having fun.
Yeah, I saw that. That was interesting. Hey, that's good. Hey, have fun.
Right. Well,
Well, now they play Lambeau Field, Green Bay, and they're 10.5-point underdogs in Green Bay based on how the Packers looked against Minnesota. I think the Bears can compete up there, Johnny.
Well, I wouldn't bet that game then if it's a 10.5-point underdog.
Yeah.
The Bears are going to play the Packers real good, believe me.
Coach, that's coming from last year when the Packers opened with the Saints something like 45-7. And then they went on a tear. So I think that's what everybody's thinking.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm a coach. I think when it comes to Bears-Packers, and then this is a new Bears team, look out. So
absolutely.
And tell me how in the world that Tom Brady at age 45 still leading Tampa Bay. The Saints have to play Tampa Bay, Johnny. Mike, I don't know. Can the guy play George Blanda till he's like 50? What's going on?
He's unique, amazing athlete. That's all I can say. I mean, because when you're close to 50, you ain't thinking about playing pro football, believe me. And he's pretty special.
Well, what's amazing, too, he's just one of those guys that has a frame and a body that's well put together. Then he's taken care of that body better than anybody else has ever. He looks like he's
absolutely
about 30 years old. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm a little worried, Coach, because he's not that quick-footed. And these linemen, he's a veteran. He knows how to turn, but I'm worried about him these days. He gets rid of the ball. He's got it all.
He knows when to get rid of it, that's for sure, yeah.
Well, I mean, Coach, when you decided to retire a long time ago, was it increasingly more difficult? I mean, you got to be 34, 35, 36. Does it really, really get harder, and is it really noticeable?
Well, all you do is look at the film. You got a pretty good idea. Hey, that's not the same guy he used to be. And that's basically why. When you look at the film, you know, slowed down a little bit. I was slowed down a lot. So, I never had a problem with that. I had a good career. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it all right up to the end. That's just the way it goes.
Well, I can tell you, Stevie, that Mike and I's good friend Danny Werfel, he was in the league quite a few years, and he was telling me how tough it was at almost 24/7 year-round to stay in that level of shape. But remember, Danny didn't really have too many starts, and he said it was just all, it's a lifetime of commitment when you're playing that. Mike, these guys, especially, their routines are all year round, and it is a full-time deal. And and if you're not going to start, you get to a point where you want to do something else, I think. But it's a lot of work, Stevie.
Well, and I'm just still continually stunned that you can put a man on the field at 315 pounds, quick as lightning, quick feet, not fat, and then they're the guy coming after you, and you're going, even if he falls on me, it'll hurt, let alone hit me. Yeah. I mean, it's just the athlete on the defensive side of the ball is just stunning to me.
And 315,
you're right.
Those are some of the little guys, Coach.
That's a linebacker.
Yeah.
Well, it's fun. The explain the popularity of the NFL, Johnny. I mean, why? I mean, it's stunning how people look forward every single night. Last night, Thursday Night Football, everybody's watching the San Diego Chargers lose to Kansas City by 3. I mean, it's just a popular deal.
Well, Coach, every team can win, every single one of them. And
Absolutely.
And then the level of skill is just awesome. It's an amazing thing to watch. We're all human, and you're going, how do you do that? And then the other thing is you've got this kind of competitive fantasy league, pick your pool team. I've been picking teams already, got to a great start. I'm next to last in the whole pool, Steve, next to last. So, not easy. Coach, I don't know what to do. I picked the Tennessee to beat the Giants. Was that dumb? I don't know, but the Giants beat them.
I know. Yeah, no, I think that's not even against the point spread. That's just picking winners and losers. That's harder than heck. Just to pick winners and losers. It's nuts. Okay, before we let Coach and Johnny go, I wanted to bring up what's happening politically. All the illegals that have been allowed in during the Joe Biden administration number into the 3 or 4 million, Coach. And, you know, during the night, the administration has been flying people to Tennessee and all over the country with a cover of night, not even telling us what they're doing. So finally, Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, and Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, start busing a few thousand people to Chicago and now Martha's Vineyard. And the Democrats are screaming, "You're inhumane! You're inhumane!" And I'm going, wait a minute, you guys have been doing this for 3 years, 2 years. Yeah. What the world?
Hey, that's true. Isn't that some... I saw that. That's amazing.
Well, it just seems fair if they're going to, you know, expect these folks to have a shot and, hey, come on in. Well, spread them around, and the people who really are screaming to let them in don't want them in. It's just a typical example of the mindset, which is we're going to figure out the best things to do for you. Don't worry about what we're doing for ourselves. And so... Yeah. I think Lori Lightfoot already shipped all the ones that came to Chicago on out into the suburbs. But I'm sure she'll
have some more. Well,
yeah.
And then you've got this person from Martha's Vineyard talking to a TV camera saying now they have such a housing difficulty. The fact that they've got, you know, only 14 rooms in their house and there's only, you know, Obama's going, what the world? They have a housing shortage. That's why they've got to move them on to another place. We're happy to have them in Massachusetts, of course. I mean, it's just lunacy.
Well, it's funny. That reminds me of the movie Dr. Zhivago, and the doctor is looking over his balcony in his home, and there's like 20 families in, you know, what used to be the great room. And he says, well, it's more just, I guess, you know. So maybe they need to do that at Martha's Vineyard.
In the whole thing is, I think Johnny and I know our father came, of course, to America, and he filled out the papers, and so did your parents and grandparents, Mike. And I just say, fill out the paperwork. Let's have a system. Nobody would ever allow your front door to be taken off your home because you'd be afraid of who'd be coming in. And so why don't we have a system? And I think Republicans and Democrats have blown this for about 50 years, Johnny.
Yeah, no doubt. But I will say, Coach, my dad, I every now and then would say something like, maybe we should look for another country, Dad. And he goes, don't even think about it.
Yeah.
He said, yeah. There's no place any better than here. This is the best we can do right here in America. Trust me. He said, trust me. I've been around.
Yeah. And I think, too, in traveling, as sophisticated as most of our travel is, Johnny and I lived in India when Dad taught there in 1970. We got a glimpse, 69 and 70, we got a glimpse of what poverty really looks like, and an understanding that we're blessed to be in America and the chances we have some wild ideas going on right now, and we're going to have to settle it at the ballot box. I pray it's at the ballot box and not through violence, but we've got to have a November that says, hey, we're going the wrong way. There's not much working. Let's stop this craziness and go back to the Mike Ditka policy of common sense, and you get what you tolerate, for Pete's sakes.
Right. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Coach,
you're
in Chicago for how much longer before you head out to Florida? Next month or two?
Oh, it'll be a while yet. Yeah, no hurry. We'll figure it out. When the weather gets getting bad here, we'll go down. It'll probably be about maybe 2 or 3 more weeks.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you sound good, Coach, and hope to see you soon.
All right, guys. You take care. I love you guys. Be good.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay,
love you, too. Coach Mike Ditka up in Chicago.
All right,
Johnny.
TVJ.
Johnny, we appreciate all your work. And Philo, you're very much needed on the radio. Diane thinks you're a great co-host, so... I don't know if I need to be coming back, or you can just shoot yourself.
You got a good team going, and I think it's a great community and great people in Central Illinois, too. I know you've seen a lot in Germany and Austria, but there's a lot of people right there around you that are fans.
Oh, yeah. No.
Good people to everybody.
Well, this Johnny, this country's always disagreed on stuff, but we've always been able to figure it out one way or another. But I just, there's so much separation now from views and the people on the far left, and you know, we're just not in the same reality, not talking the same language right now. And I don't remember that ever happening to this extreme.
Yeah, it has. It has. Because when we were fighting the English to start the country, there was a lot of people for the king, and then we had the Civil War. That was probably worse than now, and ended up in a war between us. And so, but you have to pass each test. The fact that we made it through doesn't mean we will this time, because we have to keep thinking and keep evaluating, hey, what does it take to be free? And it isn't shouting each other down and shutting each other up. That's not going to work. And so we got to get through this. But it's been bad before, and we've made it, and I think they'll do it again. I just kind of feel. I do think there's going to be some real bumpy rides here in the next few years. But we just have to look. How do you predict this kind of thing, Stevie? I don't know. Things take so many twists and turns, and we're hearing so many things we wouldn't expect to hear that it's hard to really. To get a rational kind of view of what's going to happen. Yeah. So we're kind of all, we're players and spectators at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I'm walking through Passau, Germany. I just passed the young man singing Sounds of Silence from Simon and Garfunkel. Come on, man. Really?
There
Come
you
on.
Go. Man, I'll tell you what.
Sounded good. He said, sounded good. Anyway,
no,
it's,
Diane,
it's
we
very,
all
very
came
nice.
Through, Diane may be on the tip of it. She's just a kid. But, Stevie, we came through quite a period, and including our music. It was pretty good. '70s music.
Yep.
Was pretty good because I still hear it all the time.
Yeah, no, there's no question the 70s were better than perhaps our parents thought it would be because it's having a little more long-lasting. But, criminy, what about the Mozarts of the world? They're lasting hundreds of years. I mean, we're all over the place. There's so much culture in this region of the world, and classical music is a real thing. And it's very uplifting and enjoyable. It reminds me of they had rats in a maze, and they played wall-banging music, and then they played classical music. When they played classical music, the mice found their way through the maze in less than 60 seconds. When they played wall-banging music, rock and roll, heavy-duty, loud, they never found their way out.
Oh, that's
so
interesting.
So there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway. Well, Johnny, appreciate you very much. Thanks for being on with Coach as always, and appreciate all your work this week.
Thank you, CBJ. Have a good day and a good remaining trip, which I guess will be till Wednesday.
Yep.
All right, Diane.
Yep, I'll be coming. Thank you, Johnny. And I'll be coming to you, Diane, on Monday, Tuesday from Prague, Czech Republic. It's supposed to be a stunning city, and I can't wait to see it. Never been to Prague. And it'll be a little bit colder because we're going further north, be probably in the 50s. But we'll do that. I'm not sure where we're on the clock. Do we want to do a quick weather and then get to the news and come back with our 8 o'clock hour?
Sounds good to me. Thanks, Stevie.
Yeah, I'll be back with you in a few. ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. Today from Passau, Passau, Germany. Absolutely beautiful. We'll be back in the next hour on ESPN 93.5.
And a shout out to Jacob, who said he loves hearing about Stevie J's travel. And yeah, we've got a full slate of great guests coming up here on ESPN 93.5. Having a great morning.
Attention sports fans, your favorite sports book, BetUS.com, is back for our 28th year of NFL action. The industry's biggest sign-up bonus, by the way, of 200%. BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including the NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. They have hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and the live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. They'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives you better bonuses than BETUS. Join now, mention BETUS 2022, and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Head to BETUS.com and join today. Don't forget to mention promo code 93.5. That's BETUS, where the game begins.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Time for another Stever. The Stever program is where I give you my money and you keep and use the stuff. All right, today from Merle Norman. All right, Merle Norman is, unbelievably great when it comes to makeup and your skin. Maryland will help you. Now, here's what the offer is. I'm going to give you a free color analysis, and I'll give you $100 to buy makeup from Merle Norman, made right here in America. In fact, made in Los Angeles. Maryland is so good at what she does. So if you would like my $100 bill and a free color analysis from Merle Norman, all you have to do is go to GoStever.com, GoStever.com, and click accept. That's all you have to do. You have to make an appointment within 7 days, and then you have to fill out my survey as to how they did, how you liked working with Marilyn. Okay, Merle Norman, our Stever offer, GoStever.com, click accept. You'll get an email later on, late afternoon or evening, if you win. Rooting for you, GoStever.com, click accept for Merle Norman.
We've got your weather forecast with lots of great events coming up. You know, Stevie and Johnny were talking about their hometown of Philo, the center of the universe where our studios are located. They're having a special mini walk on Saturday after 5 at Hazen Park here in Philo. The big walk to defeat ALS is after 10 at Dodds Park near Parkland College. So come on up to me and say hello. We're wondering how the forecast is going to be for that here on ESPN 93.5.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Sonora, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Hip, hip, rain is finally Friday, and a delightful spell of late summer warmth continues on. Plenty of opportunity for work in the backyard. Checking out high school and collegiate football action over the next couple of days. And it'll be on the warm side with building humidity over the back end of the weekend. And just the right recipe to push the back 40, those corn and soybean fields towards maturity. Even some early harvest as well. For the day-to-day, some patchy fog around early on this morning. Otherwise, it's a partly sunny warm day. Days worth of weather. Bit of a light south wind sets in, the high near 83. A few clouds tonight, down to 62. Sunshine and warm for the day tomorrow. Highs up around 85 as south winds pick up for the afternoon. Fair tomorrow night in 63. Partly sunny, warm, more humid for the day on Sunday. Highs up to 87 degrees. Okay, a couple of showers and thunderstorms scattered for Monday. Temperatures to the middle 80s there, then up to around 90 Tuesday and Wednesday. Another cool front next Thursday as we start autumn. High temperatures there and around 84, and a couple of showers and thunderstorms as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
If your car breaks down or needs to be repaired, trust the experts at Beaumont Alignment Plus to step up. For routine maintenance like tune-ups, oil changes, brakes, or tires, you can count on Beaumont. They'll also service bigger issues like alignment, suspension work, starters, or transmission problems. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for all your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. You can trust the dedicated, family-owned team of professionals at Beaumont Alignment Plus. Online at BeaumontAlignment.com.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years, and for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
Get ready. Get set. It's Thursday night football at Memorial Stadium.
Touchdown, Chase Brown. Touchdown, Illinois.
Watch Fighting Illini football under the lights on Thursday, September 22nd, as they take on the Chattanooga Mocs. Tickets start at only $25. Secure your seats today at FightingIllini.com.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
At Jets, we don't just do it right, we do it better. Better like dough and sauce made fresh daily, hand-cut vegetables, and all-natural premium mozzarella cheese. It makes us better, like our Jets Detroit-style pizza made from scratch with hand-pressed dough baked to the thickest, crispiest crunch. Celebrate their 44th anniversary with a Best of Jets, a large Detroit-style pizza baked with Mama Jets pizza sauce. With premium mozzarella and your choice of one topping for just $14.99. Online code LJETS. Jets, better because it has to be.
Hi, this is Bob Harold, Board President for Restoration Urban Ministries. We will be having a pancake and sausage breakfast September 17th from 8 to 11 a.m. at Vineyard Church to raise funding so that we can continue our over 28-year service to the homeless and broken in our community. Please visit our website at restorationurbanministries.org for more details, and please support us in our efforts to strengthen and bring hope to our neighbors. That's RestorationUrbanMinistries.org to buy tickets for the breakfast on September 17th at Vineyard Church Urbana.
Mom, she won't stop touching me. Breakfast stinks.
Guys, no phones at the table.
Family dinner time? Not easy. But you know what is easy? OSF On-Call Urgent Care. When you need convenient, affordable care for minor illnesses and injuries, you need OSF On-Call Urgent Care. Be seen in person or connect 24/7 online when and where you need it. Learn more at osfoncall.org/urgentcare.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.